बीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदना व्रज जन रंजना यशोदानंदना व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद अनिताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल अनिताय गौर हरि बोल श्री ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्री प्रभुपाद की श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की श्री बलराम जी की श्री गौर निताय की जय गो ब्रह्मानंदे हरि 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 ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति शपदान्तिकम् नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंचाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओ Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 9, text number 49, yes. So text number 49, what is this? 46, 47, 48, 49. Okay, yeah. So that was the end of the chapter. So 49 here, over there.
Pitracha
Numato Raja. Pitracha Numato Raja.
Vasudeva Numodita.
Chakara Rajam Dharmena. Pitri Paitamaham Vibhu Pitra Janamato Raja Vasudeva Numodita Sakara Rajam Dharmena Pitri Paitamaham Vibhu Pitra Janamato Raja Vasudeva Numodita Chakara Rajam Dharmena Pitri Paitamaham Vibhu. Please chant. Pitra Janamato Raja Vasudeva Numodita Chakara Rajam Dharmena Pitri Paitamaham Vibhu Pitra Chanamato Raja Vasudeva Anumodita Chakara Rajam Dharmena Pitri Paitamaham Vibhu Pitra Janamato Raja Vasudeva Anumodita Chakara Rajam Dharmena Pitri Paitamaham Vibhu Pitra Janamato Raja Vasudeva Anumodita Chakara Rajam Dharmena Pitri Paitamaham Vibhu. Anyone else? Pitra Janamato Raja Vasudeva Anumodita Chakara Rajam Dharmena Pitri Paita Maham Vibhu. Pitra, by his uncle, Dhritarashtra, Cha, and Anumataha, with his approval. Raja, King Yudhishthir, Vasudeva, Anumoditaha, confirmed by the Lord Sri Krishna. Chakara, executed Rajyam, the kingdom, Dharmena, in the compliance with the codes of royal principles. Pitri, father, Paitamaham, forefather, Vibhu, as great as. Now the translation and purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada Gita. After this, the great religious king, Maharaj Yudhishthira, executed the royal power in the kingdom strictly according to the codes of royal principles, approved by his uncle and confirmed by Lord Sri Krishna. The purport. Maharaj Yudhishthira was not a mere tax collector. He was always conscious of his duty as a king, which is no less than that of a father or spiritual master. The king is to see to the welfare of the citizens from all angles of social, political, economic, and spiritual upliftment. The king must know that human life is meant for liberation, liberating the encased soul from the bondage of material condition. And therefore, this duty is to see. His duty is to see that citizens are properly looked after to attain this higher stage of perfection. Maharaj Yudhishthira followed these principles strictly, as will be seen from the next chapter. Not only did he follow the principles, but he also got approved. He got approval from his old uncle, who was experienced in political affairs, and that was also confirmed by Lord Krishna, the speaker of philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. Maharaj Yudhishthira is the ideal monarch, and monarchy under a trained king like Maharaj Yudhishthira is by far most superior form of government, superior to modern republics or governments of the people by the people. The mass of people, especially in this age of Kali, are all born Shudras, basically low-born, ill-trained, unfortunate, and badly associated. They themselves do not know the highest perfectional aim of life. Therefore, votes cast by them actually have no value, and thus, persons elected by such irresponsible votes cannot be responsible representative like Maharaj Yudhishthira. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the first canto, ninth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev in the Presence of Lord Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you all for being here and this cold winter day of this season. Maybe the coldest day, right? And thank you again for taking trouble and effort to come here. Of course, myself too. Interesting. Yeah, I can do. I was just thinking about this coincidence. I was looking through the lectures. Who has given class on this sloka? There's Iskand Dayatri or SrimadBhagavatamClass.com. Right? So you can find always somebody who has spoken on previously or recently. There was only one lecture given by Bhagavatananda Prabhu probably in England. Bhagavatananda Prabhu. So he was speaking about, in his lecture he spoke about Kurukshetra. So I was just remembering when Govinda Prabhu read about Kurukshetra. In 1991, as I was new devotee, new bhakta, and as a Gurukul teacher, we had a chance to have good fortune to be in Kurukshetra. It was a Rath Yatra, and at the same time they had opened he just inaugurated the new prison center in Kurukshetra, in Jyotishar, very, very close to Jyotishar. That was the place Prabhupada liked, right? And very soon there was, they built up the temple, and the temple president who started the prison center was Sakshi Gopal Prabhu. Not this one, but there's another one. Sakshi Gopal Prabhu, he was very, a strong speaker, strong speaker. Many times he would just beat the table also while speaking, just to make his point stronger. Why not? Very strong. Yeah. Okay, so here we are hearing from Śrīla Gosvāmī about the Bhīṣma Dev has just passed away a few days ago, right? we all were present there. So after Bhīṣma Dev passed away, Yudhishthira Maharaj performed the last rites, and then he became very aggrieved, very morose. And then he comes to, then he, he realizes his duty. If we are so affected by the passing away of Bhishma Dev, what is going on over there to my uncle and auntie, what's his name, Dhritarashtra and Gandhari? So he comes to Dhritarashtra and he consoles Dhritarashtra and Gandhari both, and his uncle and auntie. How he could do it, that I don't know. Because he himself was so so much affected by his own deed, that is thinking that I am such a I'm such a wretched fool, just to achieve this kingdom, just to achieve this throne, I have killed so many millions of people. 604 million people died in Kurukshetra, right? That's what Prabhupada gives in the math. I'm not good at the mathematics, so. Mathematics is not my field. I can do simple subtraction and distraction. I'm sorry? 640
million.
40 million, yeah, that's great. Thank you. 640 million. I tried to calculate that, but my brain couldn't get that to that point. So now finally, Dhritarashtra is consoled, and he finally told Yudhishthira Maharaj that it's everything is arranged by the Lord, and so now it is your turn. Now you please run the kingdom. You are the king. Please do it. So there he says, Pitra Charnamata, Pitra Pita. It's a Pita, and our uncle is as good as Pita also. So Pitra Charnamata, Anumati, he allowed, what is it, Anumata? I mean, he permitted. As until now, Dhritarashtra was thinking, I am the king of this kingdom. You see, Dhritarashtra, but the word itself is a Dhrita, means he's holding the kingdom like anything. Holding the kingdom, Dhritarashtra, and the name really fits, befitted in his name, his activity. And since Pandu left, since then he was holding. How can I just rule over it? How can we be the king of this place? So until now, so many things happened. All of his 100 sons were dead in Kurukshetra. He was still thinking, I'm the king. I'm still the king, of Hastinapur. Therefore, Vidura has to come and get him out from this place. You're still thinking you are the king. You still want to enjoy. All of your sons were destroyed in Garhkhul and Kurukshetra. But, Aho baliya si jantur jivita asaya tha bhavan. Baliya season to Jivitasa, the hope of living, the hope of living and the living entity is so great, so severe that in any case, somehow or other you want to live and enjoy. Bhima pavarjitam pindam adatya grihapalavat. You're eating the food given by Bhima. You have made so many plans to kill these people unjustly. And now you are eating the food given by them, just like a dog. Of course, nowadays people keep dog inside the house and they also eat with you on your same table, or maybe same plate. But in very tradition, dogs are kept outside. When you finish your eating, then you take a handful of it and go and give to dog. You know, God, because he lives outside, he's under your shelter. Of course, he can go and get anything to eat outside, but it's still you feel that he's under my shelter, so give a handful of food to the dog to eat. So similarly, Vidura said, Dhritarashtra, my dear brother, you're just like a dog, waiting the food from the master. So Pitra, so that Dhritarashtra now has finally gave permission to Yudhishthira to rule over the kingdom. And at the same time, Lord Krishna also, Vasudeva Anumodita, Vasudeva, Lord Krishna has appreciated this effort. So now Yudhishthira is ruling the kingdom. Chakara Rajyam Dharmena Pitri Paita Maham Vibhu. Sutta Goswami says, Yudhishthira Maharaj rule the kingdom with dharma, according to the principles of religious code. So king ruling the kingdom according to dharma is emphasized in Vedic literature many places. Srila Prabhupada quotes one shloka in Bhagavad Gita. I forget the text, where was it? He says, Kshatriyo hi praja rakshan dandapani pradandayan nirjitya parashainyadi shitim dharmena palaye. Kshatriya is one who is protecting the citizens. And any time there is a thieves and rogues or miscreants, he must punish them. Dandapani, he must have always some kind of punishment for them. Danda means a stick also. Sannyasis have danda. Why they have danda? To punish? To punish someone? And of course that represents, sannyasi's danda represents their body, what is that? Mind, body and soul. Manasa vacha karmana, they think of, they are dedicated to the Lord with the words, with the body and activity. And there is one more little stick, that's a soul. But he had the king has a danda, the stick. The stick represents the punishment. The king is having danda, the punishment, just in case if there is any miscreants in the kingdom who are doing mischievous people, they need to be punished. So therefore king has danda, king has this, or they can keep the sword and finish immediately. It was like Parikshit Maharaj. He was going around and he found that this low class guy who was troubling the cow and bull. The cow was personally Bhumi Devi, and the bull was personified Dharma. They were discussing, and this fellow was looking, and by dresses he was looking like king, but by activity, he was not looking like a king, he was looking like a Shudra, because he's troubling, he's hurting the cow and the bull. And the Parikshit Maharaj said, Kastvam Matsarade Loke. Who are you to hurt these people, to hurt this the animal? These are my praja, and they are under my protection. And then finally, Parikshit Maharaj pulled out his sword, I will kill you. And Kali personified, he understood his, you know, he's a powerful king at that time. So he immediately surrendered. He took off his helmet, and then with folded hands he came and he fell at the feet of Parikshit Maharaj. Then Parikshit Maharaj said, "Whoa, whoa. Even though you acted like a miscreant, you acted like an offender by hurting these animals, but since you came, you surrendered unto me, and because I am the descendant of Arjuna, Nati Gudakesh Yashodharanam Baddhanjalirvai Bhayamasti Kinchit. Gudakesh Yashodharanam, I am the person who is holding the fame of Arjuna, who is the friend of Krishna. And you have surrendered unto me. Therefore, you don't have to be worried about, you know, from me, you don't have to worry. Since, because we are, Kshatriya is one who also protect if anyone, even if he's an enemy, if he comes, surrenders to you, then you have to protect him, not to kill. So Parikshit Maharaj says, you surrender unto me, therefore I will not kill you, but get out from here. Navartitavyam bhavata katanchana kshatriya madhiye tam adharma bandhu. You are the friend of irreligion, therefore I cannot keep you, I will not allow you to stay in my kingdom. Tam adharma bandhu. Go out. Get out of here. So Kali says, my lord, all over the world you are pervaded. I feel everywhere I go, I feel your presence. So where I should go? Anywhere I go, you will be there. You know, Dandapani. Just to punish me. So please tell me some place where I can stay. Chupchap. You know? I can stay there chupchap. Quietly. Until you leave. Until you leave there. And after you go, then I rule the place. So Parikshit Maharaj gives the list of four places, popular places. Dyutam panam striya suna yatra dharma chaturvida. When I got initiation, my Guru Maharaj asked me the question, since he knows that I was a Sanskritist. He said, ke niyamaha? He asked like that. Ke niyamaha? So immediately that came in my mind. You know, I never thought it before, but just because I was reading through the Bhagavatam, I said, Dyutam panam sriya suna yatra dharma. Wow, okay. So, so that was it. And many times you see that when disciple is getting close to the spiritual master, and spiritual master asks him, what are the rules you have to follow? And they get mixed up, or they forget, you know, because they're nervous. So I didn't want myself to put in that that situation. I remember it was easy for me to say, Dyutam panam sriya shuna yatra dharma chaturvida. That was approved. And it's in Bhagavatam. And many times people say, where did the four regulatory principle come from? It is right here in Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj. Dyutam is gambling. Panam, drink, what do you call that? The alcoholic, it's called
intoxication.
Intoxication, yes. Panam. And istriya, prostitution. This is called abhayadiyon sambandha. It's called illicit sex. Illicit connection. And suna means meat eating, killing, or violence. These are the places Kali is residing. Yatra adharma chaturvidha. These are four types of adharmas. And in this place, Kali is sitting. Kali. Parikshit Maharaj asked Kali to reside there because he is adharma bandhu. And Kali is adharma bandhu. He is a friend of adharma, so they can live together. Right? They can live together. Adharma and Kali can live together. You know. It is said that Adharma is the back of the Supreme Lord, right? Front of the Lord is Adharma, back of the Lord is Adharma. Hare Krishna. Interesting. So, Chakara Rajyam Dharmena, so Yudhishthira Maharaj ruled the kingdom with Dharma according to the codes of religious principles, how kings are supposed to rule. That was instructed by Vishnu Pitama, of course, when they went to see Vishnu Pitama. Dana Dharman, Raja Dharman, Moksha Dharman, Vivagashah. Raja Dharma was one thing that Yudhishthira Maharaj really wanted to hear from Vishnu Pitama. So the Raja Dharma was explained. Of course, it is not given here. Later, I think the seventh canto, Narada Muni speaks. No, he speaks about Bhagavad Dharma. And then that was Dana Dharma, Raja Dharma, Moksha Dharma, and Sri Dharma and Bhagavad Dharma. These questions were asked, and many other questions. So since he heard completely, convincingly from his grandfather, so now he's ruling the kingdom with Dharma. So the sloka Srila Prabhupada quoted in Bhagavad Gita, Kshatriyo hi praja rakshan. The Kshatriya is one who protects the praja, his citizen, and dandapani pradandayan, with danda, with punishment. He punishes, throws all the miscreants in behind the bar. Prabhupada said the miscreants should be killed. Miscreants. The atatai. Atatai means the people who attack other living entities for no reason or for their own sense gratification. And Prabhupada talks on very much in this topic that no one has a right. No one has a right to kill any other living entity. Therefore, the government should see that the citizens are protected properly. A citizen includes the birds and the reptiles and animals and everybody, and even the plants, the trees. They should be protected. That means that all the slaughterhouses should be closed. Haribo. Nirjitya para sainyadi. And if any time other inimical king come to attack, you should conquer over those army, nirjitya para sainyadi, then kshitim dharmena pale, then he should rule the kingdom with dharma according to the codes of religion. So, I think there was another place I read also that the king's duty, one of the duty is to conquer other kingdom, other kings, not that he wants to have accumulate the more piece of land. But the purpose is that the other king is not ruling properly, so let me rule. You get out from here. I know. So he acquires that kingdom also and then rules according to Dharma. That is the principle. That is the purpose behind. So Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport, very first sentence, Maharaj Yudhishthira was not a mere tax collector. Not a mere tax collector. That means a king's duty is not simply to collect the taxes. And we see that, when Maharaj Yudhishthira was performing the Rajasuya Yajna, many kings from all over the world came and offered their taxes, upahar, to Maharaj Yudhishthira, because they accepted his supremacy. So when you accept, there is someone who I can trust. So they bring. They bring their offerings, they bring their wealth to offer as a gift. Nowadays, the kings or the government had the charged taxes, but in the name of protection, what did they do? When they ask for the boat, they promise so many things. Right? I will do this for you, and I will do this for you. Your health insurance will be for free, or you know that your school will be for free, and you know so many things. So many millions of people will get the job. The payment will be higher, and so on and so on. And then once they get a chair, up to their chair, forget about it. So, it is said, and when Yudhishthira Maharaj ruled the kingdom, everyone was happy, everyone. Of course, all the miscreants were killed, and whoever left in the kingdom, everyone was so happy, and even the trees were happy, they were giving ample providing fruits, flowers. Kunti Maharani was praying, Oshadi Virudha. Yes, he was saying that because you are here present, so all the rivers are flowing with so much water, and the plants are growing so well and giving so much fruits and flowers, and the crops in the field are growing so nicely.
Kamam bavarsha parjanya sarva kama dughamahi shishichushma prajagavam payashodhaswatir muda.
In the next chapter it will be mentioned that Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he was ruling, kamam bavarsha parjanya, the rainfall was according to the season and as much as needed. Nothing that sometimes is flooded like in Mayapur. Every few years you'll find flood and so much water. And sometimes there is no water at all, and all the crops are dying. Kamam bavarsha parjanya. In the reign of Yudhishthira Maharaj, the rainfall was according to the season. Only rainfall was in the rainy season. You know, right now, in December, it's still raining. In the winter, it's not expected to rain. Yeah. So rainfall is in the rainy season, and every season has its own characteristics. So rain comes in rainy season, and fall comes on fall, right? So spring comes on spring, and winter is winter. So sarva kama dugha mahi, you could achieve anything from the Mother Earth in terms of grains. Or fruits and flowers, or even the what's called the jewels that comes in from the ground. Sarva kama dugha mahi, whatever you could desire, you could get from the Mother Earth. Shishichushna braja gavaha, and cows have so much milk in their earth, and when they go for pasturing, they could just leave the milk wherever they're standing. So when the cows are so happy and so much milk they have, then they can just leave the milk, drop out anywhere, wherever they're standing, because they cannot hold anymore. So that's the symptom of prosperity. And so the whole land is being, irrigated with the milk of the cows. Right. Mentioned in Ananda Vrindavan Sampu, that Yashoda Mata was watering the particular grass to feed the cow, but she was not watering, she was milking the grass. It's not the water than the milking, no? If you pour milk in the grass, that is milking. If you pour water, then it's watering. Right, so she was milking the water in the grass, so it grows with a nice flavor. So that flavor, fragrant grass, the particular cow will eat, and she will give more fragrant, very potent milk that will be given to Krishna. Right, so milk is also used for watering or milking. Many times people go and milk offer milk in the peepal tree, so that it can grow. And people also have the milk in, if you cut the peepal tree, You said milk. You got people offer milk and honey. Where did it come from? The people are offering the milk there. Nice. Paya Shodha Shvatir Muda. So, there's a lot of things, how these things are going. And so, you know, the symptoms of Kshatriya, the Dharma, the characteristic of Kshatriya is given Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, Shauryam, Tejo, Hritir, Daksham, Yudhija, Pipalayanam, Dhanam, Ishwara, Bhavasya, Kshatram, Karma, Shabhavajam. Those are the characters, just like in Brahman has Samodhamastapa, Shavacham. You know, too many things to explain. Right. Shauryam is bravery. Bravery, is that the right word?
Yes.
Yeah. Teja is power, the power. Dhriti is determination. Daksham, expertise in his. Yudhecha api palayanam. Yudhecha api apalayanam. Whatever happens in the fight, but don't run away. Well, Srila Prabhupada translates something different. I don't remember the word. But the yudhecha api palayanam, the real means. Not to run away from the battlefield. So, right. So, in the battlefield, Kshatriya has the one choice only. Either you win or you die. Not to run away. If the opposite party is stronger, then you will die for sure. But if he's weaker, the other party is weaker, then you win. Win or die, that's it. Haribol. So, Dhanam Ishwara Bhava, the Kshatriya also give donation, the charity. So the people can flourish. Ishwara Bhava means he has to have that I am the ruler. I am the ruler. Of course, as a devotee, will say, oh, who are you? I mean, Krishna is ruling. You know, Krishna is ruling behind you. But the Kshatriya thinks I am the ruler, so he has to do his duty. I am ruler. So I have to keep all the, what's called the law in place. If you are doing some mischievous, I am the I will give you punishment. So that is Kshatriya Bhava. Without Kshatriya Bhava, you cannot rule. You know, otherwise, you are the chair, you are in the post of president. But there is a fight. You know, there is a fight. The army goes, and you sit in behind the scene. And there is no Kshatriya Bhava. If your Kshatriya Bhava goes in the front, you know, ahead of the army, and fight with the opposing party. So, it is said in Bhagavatam, later in 17th chapter, it says, Yasya rashtre praja sarva trashyante sadhya sadhuvi, tasya mattasya nashyante kirtir ayu bhago gati. The king who is ruling, while he is ruling in his kingdom, if the citizens are horrified, disturbed, if the citizens are horrified, disturbed, or not satisfied, then that king will lose. And I said that, you know, if the citizens are horrified, then the king is a madman. He's not a king anymore, and then he will lose his fame, his life, his opulence, and his destination. The king is supposed to achieve heavenly planet after ruling the kingdom according to Dharma. But if he doesn't do this, then he goes to hell. There is no swarga for him. And he loses his life, life is shortened, and his fame is down. You know, Vasudeva Maharaj said, Kamsa, right? Kamsa was ready to kill Devaki, right? He held Devaki's hair, and then in the right hand he has a sword. And that time Vasudeva was trying to preach. Yeah. And he said, my dear brother, you are known as the Bhojaraj, you know, the king of the Bhojas. Bose dynasty. If you kill your sister, she is not enemy, this is your sister, and this is the day she was getting married. She got married, and she's a woman. Woman is not to be killed, but if you kill, then everybody will say that, you know, such a bad king he was, that he killed his own sister on the day of her marriage. Your fame will go down. You will be, you know, just known as third-class guy. So many ways he tried to make him understand, but he wouldn't do it. But he had to, you know, finally he come to, you know, sacrifice his own children. You know, I will give you. Any child who is born, I'll give it to you. Is that all right? He said, okay. But you have to stay behind the wall. I will accept. But he had to stay behind the bar. So, kirtir ayur bhago gati. All these things will be gone. You know, then you're like as good as a dead body, you know. that's what happened to all these people who supported the, you know, misdoing of Hastinapur, Duryodhana and so on. They were all dead people. Because they all lost their luster, their fame, their life. And there, at least one thing is protected, you know, gati. Kirtir ayur bhago gati. Okay, so I have a question for you. Okay, Yudhishthira Maharaj is a good king, considered a very pious and wonderful king. Of course, the Lord Himself installed him in to be the king. Who else in the history you find such king? Any names? Yes. Who? Prithu Maharaj, yes, thank you. And then? Lord Ramchandra. Parikshit Maharaj. Prahlad?
Yes.
Prahlad Maharaj, okay. Anybody else?
Priyavrata Maharaj.
Okay. Anybody else? There are many, right? There are many of them.
King
Dasarath. Okay. Pretty good. So yeah, we have quite many names that people ruled according to the codes of religious principle. And there are also a list of the people who ruled not according to Dharma, and they are bad kings, they are terrible kings, right? Not to count like Ravana and Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, because they are in different category. You know, we know that they are coming from Vaikuntha, and they purposely did this. But besides that, any bad kings?
Vena,
very good. I got that in the list. And anybody else? Not that one. Okay, Dhritarashtra, then? That's only bad kings? What I have? Oh, I have Sahasra Arjuna also. Who? Kartavirya Arjuna. Yeah, he's Sahasra Arjuna also. Okay, good. We are on the same page. Right? Okay. So, Vena was the son of Anga, Maharaj Anga. Vena's mother, Maharaj Anga's wife, was the daughter of
Yamaraj.
Kala, Mrityu. Yeah. So therefore, she has some kind of demoniac characteristics. So Vena got this quality from mother. So he could not do as good as his father. I mean, he was totally opposite. And then people complain that Vena is behaving like, you know, not good. Maharaj Anga tried to make him understand, you know, because we have to do it certain ways, not like that. You know. But he would not listen. So Maharaj Anga left home and went away. So the kingdom was without king. the rishis all got together and they installed the Vena to be king. And Vena says, well, the king is the representative of all gods and demigods and everyone, God and demigods. So you should see me as God and don't worship anybody else. No worship. No worshiping God. You worship me. So the rishis got really offended. They came and they tried to make him understand that, this is the way you have to rule. You have to yagya purusha, yageshwara, that we have to worship. And through his benediction, through him, his mercy, then you can rule the kingdom and everybody will be happy. So he would not listen to it. So the rishis immediately they hunkar matrena, and they roar like anything. And then simply by roaring, Vena fell and died. That's a bad king. Even after making him understand, even the sages came to make him, give him the lesson, he would not take it. That's a bad king. And was also a counselor, right? One of them. Such a bad. So, simply having strength in his body or on his arm is not enough to be Kshatriya or the ruler. Ruler has to have certain characteristics so that people will recognize you as their father, as their ruler or father. Because Prabhupada said he is to be king is as good as father or spiritual master. As a spiritual master, that the instruction Rishabhadev gave, Guru na sasya, sajano na sasya, pija, pita na sasya, janani na sasya. One should not accept this position to be guru or pita, a father, a friend, a mother, anyone, if one cannot protect the dependents from the mouth of the death. Namo chaye yaha samupita mrityum. So Srila Prabhupada writes here that the duty of king is to see all the citizens are protected and everybody is doing their swadharma. There is another swadharma sthanupalayan. I think Parikshit Maharaj says while talking to Dharma and Prithvi, esha rajyam paro dharma swadharma sthanupalayan, that the king's duty is to see that all citizens are following their swadharma. Srila Prabhupada's comment that you don't have to change your dharma or your faith and to be Mohammedan or Christian or this and that and then live like a particular word he used, dogma, not to follow a dogma and live like a careless. People have to follow their swadharma. Whatever they are, whatever they're supposed to do, they should do, and in this way king should support them. So everybody gets at the end the ultimate goal of life. Ante Narayana Smriti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Questions? Yes.
I lost my
Haribo.
Thank you, Shiva. You were mentioning, about the four principles Maharaj Parikshit mentioned. Is it true, or at least that's what I understand, about Kshatriyas? In the Kshatriya culture, it seems like those things were accepted, or, we see that, Yudhishthira Maharaj gamble because Kshatriya, when he is challenged, then he does so. So maybe you can give some little insight that those things were there, and if they were there, I thought that's pretty interesting that Maharaj Parikshit, as a Kshatriya, would come out and say those.
It seems that within the kingdom, those things are already there, and those things are there. So therefore, he pointed out to Kali, you go and stay there. So to say that meat eating is there in the kingdom somewhere, that's what you mean?
Uh-huh. I'm not too sure whether that's true or not. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you if that was part of the culture, the Kshatriyas would engage in those four activities.
So Kshatriya would go and hunt in the forest just to see that there is no ferocious animals disturbing the hermitages of the people, the rishis, sages who are living in the forest. For that purpose, they would go and hunt, not for the sense gratification. Prabhupada writes in the purport, not for their own sense gratification. The hunting is there, killing animals are there for the protection of the citizens. And the people who are living in the forest, they are also citizens. And the animals are also citizens, but those who are disturbing elements, they need to be punished. So therefore, Kshatriyas go and hunt, and Kshatriya would eat the flesh, that I'm not sure. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada, I read one of the purports that the Vishwamitra had to eat flesh on the circumstances. Not that they regularly don't do it, but in circumstances, that's all in reference to that. One should not give up his occupational duty unless there is emergency. Anapad utpathani ha, something like that. Unless there is emergency, one should not give up his occupational duty, avasha dharma. So, and there Prabhupada writes that Vishwamitra, for some circumstances, he has to eat flesh.
There was a drought for 12 years, and that was his circumstances.
Okay.
Would you
like to eliminate on this point? Would you like to eliminate the Madhumati?
No,
sir. Yeah, gambling was a part of the Kshatriya, because that was. It is said that Kshatriya could not refuse the invitation of gambling and invitation of fight, yuddha, the battle.
Also marriage.
Yeah, also marriage. So that they had to do. Yet they had to go and play, but it's not that in that extent that you lose everything. They play for the entertainment. What's called the Lakshmi Puja is Lakshmi Puja. During the Kartik, there is Lakshmi Puja comes, and my father used to say the Lakshmi Puja is a festival of Kshatriya, and they worship their swords and all the weapons, this and that, and during that night they also do chess, gambling. So each family would do the gambling, but it's not that you lose everything, but just for entertainment you do the gambling. So that was a part of their lifestyle. And so gambling, killing, and what else?
Intoxication.
No,
if you look at Krish Balaram was kind of counseling Krishna not to Rukmi.
Mm-hmm.
But in the gambling, he didn't counsel, he just...
because he was doing Geju. Geju means... not according to the rule. It was really too much, and then so Balaram had to just finish him. And the prostitution, you want also to be clarified? Of course, the kings would keep more than one wife. That was allowed in their lifestyle, because they were able to protect them, they were able to keep them. And in case of Maharaj, Lord Ramachandra, then he took home. I'm ekapatni vrata, I've got only one wife, that's it. No more than that. Even though his father had three of them. They said that he had many. But three of them were known. So, to have one wife for Kshatriya is also austere. It's like a Bhishma Pitama. To be Brahmachari in Kshatriya family is austerity. You know, it's great severe austerity. Therefore, we call him as Bhishma. It's never known. Nobody goes not married in Kshatriya family. They are always so much into enjoyment. So, being a Brahmachari in Kshatriya family was great austerity. And similarly, having just one wife as a king or a Kshatriya is also another austerity. How much you can enjoy? All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, Mother Madhumati.
Somebody made a question.
Yes.
Kongsa. Oh, wow. Is it that king or actually he's a great soul?
Kongsa. Kongsa was a... Well, he also has some demoniac characteristic in his life. Buddha said that his mother, when he was pregnant, she was passing by some area where demon just overtook her personality or something like that. So as a result, the child was born as Kamsa with the demoniac qualities. So, to be demon is not a good king. You know that demon king is not a good king. All fine.
One acharya was giving a comment that if Kongsa was not there, Krishna's pastime would not be so relishable.
Okay. Yeah, in that sense, right.
Every day, even Prabhupada writes in 13th chapter, 10th canto, 1 purport, every day before lunch, Kongsa would send 2 or 3 demons.
So yeah.
Kongsa did not supply. Now we sing Guru Vastakam. We sing that Guru's hidden secret in the Guru Vastaka is that fifth verse.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth verse.
Nikunjajunar
pratikalishiddhi jajali bhi jit tirapekshaniya tatrati daksha. He is so expert. He's so expert guru that to unite Radha Krishna together. That's why guru's position is very confidential in that Nikunja Seva. So Kongsa is also created a atmosphere, Keshi, the Rastila pastime, all this.
Mm-hmm.
How this Keshi comes? Because of Kongsa. So
yeah.
Kongsa actually, I'm not saying he's a guru, but he created so much pastimes. Like unbelievable, from Putana to all the way to so many thousands of demons every day.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like an appetite
mm-hmm.
for the Brajabhasis fun. And they made all these songs every day. The coward boy used to make songs. If Kongsa did not send any of the demons, what would happen?
Right. Well, then nothing to talk about, right?
Why? What do you talk? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, since he came at the time of Krishna, so that becomes became the instrument for the Krishna's pastimes. So that is one good thing to look at it. But his life itself was, really.
It's a demoniac, I understand, but it's also needed.
Therefore, I was choosing the examples where there is no connection with Krishna or God, you know. Like a vena. Vena has no connection at all.
That's
Katamo vena vena syat, in Krishna's, Narada Muni says, the vena is not in among any of these. You know, the Gopya Kama, Vayat Kamsa, all that. Vena doesn't become in any category. Like, exceptional.
Vayat Kamsa, one of the
yeah.
16th, Abhishekha Vakumita. Very nice.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Gopya kama vayat kamso. Deshva chedyadayo nipa. Bhavastad gatim gata.